Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dorian, it seems so far away just a few days ago, but now it's knocking on the door of the Carolina coasts, and right now the North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper is delivering a message about the emergency preparedness. Let's listen in.
Storm surges will be as high as 7 feet. In short, hundreds of thousands will lose power, and that has already begun. Winds will topple trees and power lines, and roads and buildings will be flooded. I have activated more North Carolina National Guard soldiers, and we now have 488 on duty with additional high water rescue vehicles. As Hurricane Dorian moves northward along our coast, there will be flash flooding. I urge everyone, even those inland, to pay close attention to flood watches and warnings and be ready to evacuate if asked to by local officials. Remember, it only takes a few inches of water to cause flash floods and to wash your vehicle off of the road. The majority of deaths in hurricanes are from drowning, and we know that all too well in North Carolina. Never drive on flooded roads, and never drive around a barrier. It's there for your protection. Turn around. Don't drown. Don't risk your life and the lives of those who may have to rescue you. We have more than 50 shelters open today in our state, and more than 1,000 people are already using them. We have 45 school districts that are closed today and 5 more that are on early release. We appreciate the media for getting information out to people, and it is important for everyone to have reliable sources of information. North Carolina can provide those as well. You can go to readync.org or to drivenc.org. The NC 211 hotline is operating today. And for the hard of hearing citizens, please dial 888-892-1662 to reach someone to assist you. 211, that number is free and confidential, and multilingual operators are ready to assist you. We know there's going to be some damage. We know we're going to need help. And if you want to donate your time or financial assistance, please go to nc.gov/donate. So please remember to stay alert, keep informed, and be ready to take measures to protect yourself and your family and your neighbors. Look out for them. I want to thank all of the people who are working here at the Emergency Management.
Again, that is Governor Roy Cooper, who is warning about the danger presented by Hurricane Dorian. As you know, overnight, we now have a Category 3 hurricane. Again, it is back with us as a Category 3 hurricane. It was down to a Category 2. And here to provide an update on what is taking place, we have Richard Llewellyn from the Weather Channel to give us a sense of what's happening with the storm right now. Good morning, sir. Welcome back.
Good morning, Vince. How are you?
Doing well, sir.
Well, we've been watching the center of circulation setting off of Charleston right now, located about 65 miles southeast of Charleston, with a 10 o'clock advisory, still holding on to that Category 3 status, 115 mile per hour winds, and it is moving off to the north-northeast at about 8 miles per hour. Radar shows quite a bit of activity, especially for the low country of South Carolina, working on up into portions of Darlington and Marlborough counties in South Carolina, and then across the border into North Carolina, where we see the heavier bands continue to work into Columbus and over into New Hanover County around Wilmington, where they've been getting quite a few reports of tornadoes through the morning. A lot of the coastal Carolinas are under tornado watches through at least late afternoon, as we'll continue to see those isolated spin-ups of tornadoes along the North Carolina coast with this.
What are we looking at in terms of the projected direction of this storm right now? Does it look like it's going to kind of skirt the coast and move out? Is there any danger whatsoever this storm could actually continue a movement inland?
Well, I don't think it's going to be a moving inland. Most of the computer guidance that we have right now has the storm basically paralleling the South Carolina coast and getting very close to Cape Fear. I think the bigger concern, if any land is going to be interacted with the eye of the storm, it's going to probably be up closer to Cape Lookout and for parts of the Outer Banks. A lot of the computer models are showing that the center of circulation one may go over some of the southern side of Hatteras Island as it kicks on out into the Atlantic, and then it's going to, once it gets past Cape Hatteras, it's going to rapidly start to accelerate on up toward Atlantic Canada. This will be a Canadian storm as we move into the weekend, with places in Nova Scotia and Newfoundland feeling the effects of this late Saturday into Sunday.
We're talking with Richard Llewellyn from the Weather Channel, and we've been watching the path of this storm. It's been with us for quite a while, and we've already seen, unfortunately, the fact this storm has been deadly. 20 people dead in the Bahamas. In fact, they've rescued 80 people just this morning in the Bahamas. And it's pretty incredible to see the impact of this storm. What are we concerned most about? And obviously, this is the coast, a coastal event, most of what we're looking at here. What are the main things that we're concerned about happening out there?
Well, one of the concerns that we've got today is with the storm surge flooding component. Of course, we're getting closer and closer to high tide that will occur sometime after lunch today, probably between noon and 4 this afternoon, especially for areas north of Charleston, up through Myrtle Beach, and on up through the Wilmington area, where they will be dealing with that possibility of some storm surge flooding along the coast. The other concern that we have is with the flash flooding concern for coastal North Carolina, especially from Wilmington on over to Lumberton. Of course, if you remember last year when we had Hurricane Florence, there was quite a bit of flooding associated with Florence, and of course we're going to be watching more heavy rain come into the eastern Carolinas. I don't think we're going to get anything significant as what we saw with Florence last year, but we will see some locations in eastern North Carolina get as much as 10 inches of rain, and of course all that water is going to be going into a lot of creeks and rivers, and of course right now the rivers are fairly low, but of course those waters could come up pretty quickly, and of course flash flooding will also be a concern in low-lying areas that don't normally see a lot of water.
All right, Richard Llewellyn giving us an update on Dorian, a Category 3 hurricane posing a danger to the North and South Carolina coasts. We'll look forward to talking with you again soon. Thanks a lot for coming on this morning.
Thanks, Vince.
As we mentioned, there's already been a path of destruction, a path of death so far, and hopefully this storm will very quickly continue that path more in the north-northeasterly direction, taking it away from everyone. That's our hope and prayer at this point. We'll keep you posted on the path of Dorian during the course of this broadcast. The ongoing concern about Hurricane Dorian, which is now a Category 3 hurricane. And if we mention, our hopes are certainly this thing continues more of an eastward movement and goes far away from the Carolinas. In the meantime, there is concern along the coast, and we'll continue to follow what's happening there. Have you seen some of these videos coming out of the Bahamas? Just absolutely horrendous. This storm just basically set over the islands, just sat over them for like over a day. 185-mile-an-hour winds. Ships blown into harbors, tens of thousands of houses destroyed, seawater surged onto land. I think I saw one story indicating that right now, at the worst of this storm, 70% of the main islands underwater. 70%. Isn't that amazing to consider? The airport waterlogged.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And there's a concern that some areas could get quite a bit of rain in the Carolinas today. Now, I think this is one of the reasons why we've got this overcast sky today. Hopefully the clouds will be about all we get. Maybe a few sprinkles that push this way, but it's amazing what a difference 3-4 hours inland makes. But we certainly need to stay aware of the conditions just in case this thing takes a turn that we do not want to see. So, any case, we will continue to follow this, give you all the updates right here on this broadcast. Let's serve a little red meat here. Have you seen what's going on with the Obamas? Barack and Michelle Obama. Remember, these are the people who told us that when other people go low, they are going to go high. LifeSet has an interesting story they're reporting about a trademark dispute. This is one of these stories, and in fact, this just now came to me. This is an example of black privilege. How dare you say such a thing? Black presidential privilege. What is this story about? Well, here's what's going on. An attorney for an e-publishing company has accused Barack and Michelle Obama of deplorable behavior. Interesting phrase, isn't it? After the former first couple tried to cancel his client's trademark and take it for themselves. I want you to just, knowing nothing else about this story, nothing, absolutely zero about this story. Think about this for a moment. Here you are, the president of the United States. You just basically, you're like a king. It's like being a king and queen in some sense. You can have just about anything you want. In addition to the presidency, these folks are pretty wealthy people. There's absolutely no question about that. Now, you can debate about the legitimacy of the money that they have come into, but the fact of the matter is they're wealthy and they are powerful. So what have they done? Here's more of the story. Hollywood Reporter, noting the Obamas, filed a petition to cancel the trademark of the company called Higher Ground Enterprises. Okay? There's a company with that name, Higher Ground Enterprises. The couple formed Higher Ground Productions. The couple, as in the Obamas, to broker a lucrative agreement with Netflix to produce films and television series. You've probably heard about that big deal with Netflix. Would these two are going to make off like bandits. So they originally argued the two similar names could coexist. Okay, one is Higher Ground Enterprises. The other is Higher Ground Productions, LLC. All right. So they're saying, first off, they formed their corporation, Higher Ground Productions, LLC, and they thought, okay, there's a Higher Ground Enterprises, no big deal. They can coexist. All right? No problem. However, they made this argument that these two similar names could coexist. The U.S. Trademark Office, they did not buy this argument. In refusing to register the Obamas' claim back in April. So rather than come up with a different name, what have the Obamas decided to do? They have filed to try and take this for themselves. They filed a petition to cancel the trademark for Higher Ground Enterprises. So here's this company already in existence, and they want to take their name. Well, because they are the Obamas. They have a right to it. Of course they do. Don't tell me again about freaking right white privilege. And just so you know, I believe there is such a thing as privilege. It doesn't have anything to do with race. It has something to do with a mindset, and anybody can have it, including black people. Those who are wealthy, those who are powerful, and they think they are better than everybody else. I've seen it. This is deplorable. It really is. The attorney for the company, Larry Zerner, issued a statement condemning the Obamas' meritless petition to cancel my client's trademark and describe their actions as really deplorable behavior. I hope the Obamas realize these actions are not consistent with the values they preach and that they instruct their attorneys to immediately dismiss this petition. Even the normally fawning Hollywood Reporter took a snarky jab at the Obamas for engaging in this trademark fight. When they go low, we go high. Remember Obama, Mrs. Michelle Obama, saying this at the 2016 Democratic National Convention? Hollywood Reporter added a line, going high evidently includes a trademark fight. Ooh. The publication went on to describe the duo's actions as aggressive. The U.S. Trademark Office rejects an application for Higher Ground production, so the former president and first lady get aggressive. In May of 2018, Netflix announced it signed the Obamas to a multi-year deal to produce scripted series, unscripted series, docu-series, documentaries, and features. That came less than 2 months after the company had added Susan Rice. Remember her? Former national security advisor and ambassador to the UN to its board. New York Times reporting the agreement with Netflix would provide the Obamas with a global and unfiltered platform to the public, a role previously held by the American media. You know what this reminds me of? It reminds me of the story of David. Do you remember King David, where Nathan came to him and he told him the story about the poor guy who had, I think, was it a lamb or something like that? Only one lamb or something like that. And this rich person came along and took the only thing he had. This is what you're talking about with Barack Obama, Michelle Obama, and these high-powered, rich liberals who think they are entitled to anything they want. Keep this in mind when you watch Elizabeth Warren, when you watch Bernie Sanders. This is who they are. They're rich, they're powerful, and they are entitled. And then they're going to turn around and they're going to talk to people like me about white privilege. Screw off. I don't want to hear your crap. Serve it to somebody else. Hey, it's coming up Saturday, September 7th, the day before the home opener against the Rams. The Panthers host an exciting free street festival outside the stadium to get excited for the 2019 season. We're talking about the Panthers Fantennial Street Festival presented by Coke. It's located at Mint Street outside of stadium's Lowe's Gate. The event, 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. The Panthers Fantennial Street Festival presented by Coke. For more details, visit wbt.com/events.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Before the break, I told you about the Obamas and the story about them trying to take another company's trademark. I mean, this is just the height of arrogance. And I have a new phrase to use now. And I extracted it from the text line, of all places. Progressive privilege. This texter says, if anyone has doubt about progressive privilege, they need to look no further than last night's climate change drivel. They had a lot of plans for the rest of us. Nothing they will do themselves. Of course not. We're just little people. Who cares about us anyway? Incredible. We also have this interesting line of conversation. I've often wondered how many lives could be saved if foreign aid would teach swimming lessons. In fact, this person follows up, good morning, Vince. Let me say, I'm a black man myself. Why is it there's a lot of black people who do not know how to swim? I'm going to make note of that because this is a conversation I have had with several other friends of mine. And I think it's time to have a broader conversation about this. Thank you for that text. That's a really good observation. Really good observation. You know, this, it's interesting to see what's going on in the world in terms of the progressive world and what these so-called progressives are revealing themselves to be. Here's another picture that I think ought to be intriguing to you. Think of the big cities like New York City, Chicago, their police departments, their fire departments. What are all these groups controlled by, Charles, John? Yes, labor unions. Now, who do you think they vote for?
Democrats, usually.
Democrats. So you would think they would be walking in lockstep with these Democrats, right? Guess what? There's trouble in paradise in New York City. This just blew my mind when I saw this. But I think it's pretty incredible. This, again, is another picture. And I think this is kind of exciting. And I mean this in the sense that as people are able to see how these privileged blowhards basically run all over regular people day after day after day after day after day, and if they continue to do this, I think it's going to cause a lot of people's eyes to be opened. Case in point, here's what's happened in New York City. A unanimous vote of no confidence by New York City police in their mayor. Do you hear what I just said? Unanimous vote, no confidence in Mayor Bill de Blasio. They spoke through their union boss, Police Benevolent Association, the president, Patrick Lynch, whose statement echoed their disdain for the Big Apple's figurehead and the political puppet otherwise known as Police Commissioner James O'Neill. Here's the meat of it. Speaking on behalf of the unanimous contingent of cops, Lynch voiced a demand for New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo to use his lawful authority to remove Mayor Bill de Blasio as well as O'Neill. These are fighting words. Isn't this, don't you find this unusual? Here is a unionized group, normally in the pockets of Democrats. What are you smiling about over there, Johnny?
The wine has twined.
That phrase kept popping in my head for some reason.
That's pretty clever. I like that one. That's pretty good.
I learned it from Charles Jenkins.
Okay. You can learn a lot from Charles Jenkins without the S. So think about this. And this is how this is characterized by LifeSet. This is like asking the governor, one-third of the three amigos, to cleave the other two. In fact, it's believed that this triad largely holds hands when it comes to commandeering the political climate of the liberal-led empire state, containing the nation's biggest city, which happens to possess the world's largest municipal police force. Not sure which political party Commissioner O'Neill subscribes to, but both Governor Cuomo and Mayor Bill de Blasio, they are Democrats. Despite any political strings and platforms upon which these elected officials are bound together, the NYPD force has seemingly had enough of the anti-cop turbulence through which the Big Apple cops navigate. They have had it. They have had it. They have had it. Enough. And you've seen the incidents where water has been thrown on officers. Basically, what has been communicated to police officers is contempt. And you know it, and I know it. The contempt does not begin and end on the street. It comes out of the mouths of these privileged, blowhard, liberal elites. And they know it. It's encouraging the very behavior that they're experiencing on the streets. It's shameful, is what it is. Now, you know it, and I know it, that none of these people are worthy of public office. None of them are. You know what I think is really interesting? People want you to respect authority and power when they are the authority and the power. Think about that for a moment. Police officers, they are given authority, right? Now, we're supposed to respect them, and we should. Political officials, we're supposed to respect them, and we should. But it's interesting that these politicians, they want the respect and adoration and support to be exclusive. You bow down to me, you listen to me, you venerate me. And I don't care who is like this, ladies and gentlemen. I don't care who is like this. Democrat, Republican, my thought is, if you want me to bow down to you in some way and give you respect that is beyond that which is appropriate, or veneration beyond that which is appropriate, and to the exclusion of others who also deserve that, my thought is, screw you. You do not deserve that at all. If you demand recognition, you don't deserve recognition. Do you hear me? This goes to everybody. I'm picking on progressive liberals right now. In the next segment, I'm going to talk about somebody else who has this same problem, who thinks a certain media agency ought to bow down and venerate him. We'll talk about that and get your thoughts on what's going on with this police department response, basically saying we have no confidence in the mayor or the police commissioner. Want to hear your thoughts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
My goodness. Can you play that again, John? I want to hear that again. Let's listen to what she says here. She's talking about bullying. So let me just ask you this question again. I mean, here's your president of the United States, former president of the United States. You got just about anything and everything you could possibly want. Anything and everything you could possibly want. And you're going to go and try to take somebody else's trademark. Really? Is that how you view going high? Boy, this is great. Great material in case Miss Michelle decides to run for president. They ought to have a field day with this one. We also talked about the New York City Police Department and the fact that they have no confidence whatsoever in Bill de Blasio and the police commissioner. A vote of no confidence. They would love to see the governor, Andrew Cuomo, like this is going to happen. They want him to remove the mayor of New York City. Ain't going to happen. Let's go out to a call from Joe in York. Good morning.
Good morning, Vince. Thank you so much. This is going to sound really too simple, but I think this is what's behind all the things that are going on now and breakdown in the law. It started when Bobby Kennedy, there was a lot of looting going on. Bobby Kennedy said lives are more important than property. And from that time on, the United States of America has turned into a lawless nation as far as looting or crimes or anything else. And looting started, and police were told to stand down and let them loot and back off. And they destroyed whole city blocks of property thanks to the liberals like Bobby Kennedy's. And by the way, Barack Obama, Michelle Obama was just mouthing politics. Barack Obama announced, when you go to a fight and they bring a knife, you bring a gun. What the hell is that? Is that fair?
Yep, there you go. Tells you a lot, doesn't it? It tells you a whole lot about what is in the heart of these people. And they come across as very polished and very dignified. But in reality, these are street brawlers. Don't be fooled at all. Joe, I do appreciate your call, and you've raised a very important point. This strand of lawlessness, this goes back to the 1960s. And it, don't be surprised, because these are the folks, this is fantasy land for them. Because they enjoyed all of the lawlessness of the 1960s, and they'd love to see that reproduced. They would love to see that reproduced. By the way, before I share, do I have time? I'm almost reluctant to go into this. I'm going to save that for the next hour because I really need to put some time into this. By the way, we're going to have an update on Dorian coming up at the top of the hour. I'm kind of diverting from what I was intending to do in this segment because I will get to this, I assure you. I want to tell you, I've got a friend, Scott. Okay, he's a Christian believer. Love Scott, nice guy. But he's one of those, and you. Here's the weird place that I find myself in. You hear me all the time make reference to Kool-Aid drinkers, people who basically turn the president into an idol. And then there are people on the other end of the spectrum that also drive me up to the wall. Let me read to you a post from my friend Scott from 20 minutes ago. The president of the United States just broke the law. I want you to listen to this. The president of the United States just broke the law by using a Sharpie to falsify an outdated NHS forecast in an attempt to cover up an inaccurate tweet. If he's really willing to go to these lengths for such a petty matter, I wonder what he's willing to do to cover up serious mistakes. So my friend Scott thinks he's broken the law. You've probably seen all the attention focused on this. What was the president made some error in reference to Alabama or something like that a few days ago, and the media has been jumping all over this. You know, this is the kind of thing, really, I don't care. I really don't. If you made a mistake, okay, big deal. The folks who have gone completely bonkers over this, they have lost their minds. And my friend Scott, a few minutes later, actually posted a reply supposedly quoting the law on this. I had this. Has he taken it down? But I basically made the comment here because someone is asking me, Robert, your defense of Trump. This is also funny. This person's raising the question, why are you constantly jumping in on Scott's feed to defend a piece of S president who is keeping children in concentration camps? Do you see what I deal with, people? Those of you who think I am anti-Trump, do you see what I'm doing? Sometimes in my interactions, even with some of my friends, I am calling them out for Trump derangement syndrome. Because I'm disturbed about that too. This is all some people post all day long. Like my friend Anthony, all these angry, bitter, he's a racist. He's this, he's that. Scott. I mean, and now people are just piling all over me. Just piling on. Here's what I said. Here's why I posted this. Because as a brother, I'm concerned about Christians engaging in overinflated hyperbole about Donald Trump. I am not an orange Kool-Aid drinker, but I also believe people who overreact to him.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.